So the klal is Heyer Mizrach Matir, that the morning of Tezayin, the morning of Tezayin Benisin, that's what's Matir the Chodesh. And the Mora says, "Behold the Rosh Lakish." That Rosh Lakish says this. Lab beferish itma. It's not a clear cut halacha that he said this way. Ela miklola. We could bring a proof from something else that he said. Ela miklola itma. It's not because we learned like this a Gemara later that ain mevi'in menachos bikurim or minchas behema koydim loimer. In other words, you're not allowed to bring any mincha from chodesh from the new crop. Or else bikurim you can't bring, or else the minchas behema means nesachim, a mincha that comes along with the behema. You cannot bring a koidim loimer. Why? Because it says the binim of mashki Yisrael. Because before they bring the loimer, it's not mutter tidit, so it's not called something that's mutter for Yisrael tid. Therefore, you cannot bring it on the mizbeach. The imhevi posel. But if you bring it, if you do bring it, still is posel. As a psul of mashki Yisrael, it's posel. What's going to be koidim mishtei halechem? Is also loyovi. You can't bring it on Shavuos before you bring the shtei lechem. So Rashi says the yarminim b'teros kanim that korban reishis she reishis the chol amnochis. The first mincha that should be brought from the new crop is the shtei lechem on Shavuos. Or minay nafle bikurim, the same thing, even bikurim should not be brought before the shtei lechem. Tamaloyma bikurei ketzir chitim. So the kitzir are not supposed to bring it before Shavuos either. So it says, you should not bring a mincha, or you should not bring bikurim before you brought the shtei lechem. Mashum diikri bikurim, because shtei lechem is called bikurim. Mashma, that's the first mincha that should be brought on the mizbeach from the new crop. That's made from chita, from wheat. The first time you should bring wheat from the new crop on the mizbeach should be from the shtei lechem. Or a lav dafka on the mizbeach, but until you bring the shtei lechem, you cannot bring your bikurim or new crop on the mizbeach. But in heavy kosher, but if it's brought already, lemaiser it's kosher. The more we'll explain later, because mikra din it is called mimashki Yisrael. For regular chulim for Yisrael, he's allowed to eat the chodesh after the yomer. It's only a special halacha lechatchila that on the mizbeach you should not use the new crop until after the shtei lechem was brought. Now, the Yomer Rabbi Yitzchok, Omer Rosh Lakish, he says over the name of Rosh Lakish, that Lashono, when was it learned that it's Minchas Bikurim, or Mincha, or Minchas Behema, is possible Lashono Vela Biyar Bosa, it was bought on Erev Pesach, Rosh Vachemishosa, the first day of Pesach, Abba Bishishosa, but if it's brought on the second day of Pesach, on the 16th day of Nisan, it may be kosher. Then the evidence of its brought is kosher. So the question is why? The Chura Mashmi, even before they bring the Oimer, still this mincha is kosher. I, the Chura, before you bring the Oimer, it should be kosaran from the Mashka Yisroel, there should still be the Yisra Chodesh on it. So why would the evidence is kosher? Alma, what do we see? Kisavar, the Shlokesh holds, Heir HaMizrach Matir, that as soon as the daybreak, as soon as the start of day of the 16th day of Nisan, that's what's Matir the Chodesh. It's only Lechatchila, you're supposed to wait until the Yomer is brought. But if you bring it, for the evidence kosher, it is considered Mimashka Yisrael. That's why Rosh Lakish says, if they bring the first Yomer, Shalelu Shemo, you're allowed to burn the Kemitza. Because Lamaitza, it's considered Mimashka Yisrael, for the evidence kosher teat. It's only Lechatchila, the Shiraim should not eat until after they bring the second Yomer. For Rav Omer, Rav says though that Minchas Oimer Shekom Sashnon Lishmo Ksheiro Vishirei Necholim. Rav says even more than that, that a Minchas Oimer, if they made the Kemitza Shnon Lishmo Lamaishas Ksheiro, you're allowed to burn the Kemitza, and the Shirei is Necholim. You're not even eat the Shirei left over of it, you could eat. And V'eino Tzricha Minchas Oimer Cheres Latira. You do not have to have another Mincha to be Matir. This first mincha, even though it's brought shalal l'shmo, still it's matir. And he says, why? Shein machshava mu'elis el b'mi shero li avoida uvedov haroyu l'avoida uvemokam haroyu l'avoida. So therefore, Rav holds, there's no psul shalal l'shmo by the mincha soimer. And now we'll explain everything that he says here. He said the klal is, shein machshava mu'elis el b'mi shero l'avoida, means he has to be a kosher a kohen, and not a kohen as posel. It has to be v'dova or royal avoida, something that's fit to do the avoida. Rashi says that means k'goyim minchas chitim, only if you're bringing wheat for the mincha. Ava mincha soima shel soirim, but the mincha soima is made from barley. Therefore, in a royal le avoida zu, it's only fit to bring barley for this one thing, for the mincha soima buvad lahatira and b'loy mishum karben asiyah. Therefore, there's no psul shlom l'shmo. Aichi asked the question, mincha soit also comes from sarim. Rashi still says there's a difference. That shal soit is kemach, the shaloim is gerish, the yoid lav avoidi, lavar oven kasiyam, even mincha soit is also not called an avoida. It's only coming to Mavarir to tell us if she did the chet or not. But our kopon of the mincha soit, since it's not an avoida, it's not roy to be an avoida, there's no psul shlom l'shmo. And thirdly, it has to be v'mokam roy l'avoida. Now the Gemara explains. B'misha roi l'avoida means l'afuka koin ba'mum. We have a koin ba'mum during the avoida, his machshava does not pass lit. Uvedova roi l'avoida means l'afuka mincha soima, t'loi chazio. Because the chidishu, it's the chidish that all of the mnachas come from wheat, and here the mincha soima comes from serum, from barley, that's called the chidish. So if it's not a thing that's roi l'avoida, there's no psul shmer l'shmo. And the last thing is, if a mokam a royal lavoida means lafukei nifkam amizbeach. If there be a pgam of the mizbeach, so it's not a mokam royal lavoida, also there be no psul of shlor lishmo. Rashi says, with Ashman's from a posik, that his man the mizbeach is pogum, he can't bring kabonis on it. It's not called a mokam royal lavoida. So if at that time you mefagel, or you have a machshav of shlor lishmo in the mincha, it would not passel the mincha. Turn Rabban, what's the price like this? When the Pasuk says min haboka lamata, when it says the word min haboka lamata, Rashi says the im oila korbona, if you bring in a korban oila, it says min haboka. So b'krod liyel dashinim min habehema loy tiroiva v'nirva. The Pasuk before, when it says min habehema, we dashin, you cannot use for korban or roveya v'nirva, an animal live with a man or with a lady. Then min haboka is loy tia nevad, if you worship it for avodah zarah. Or min hatzorim we dashin loy tia samuksa, if you just set aside the animal to worship. Kishuwaim min haboka lamata, how come it says the word min haboka a second time? Samura says, Kishuwaim min haboka lamata, like what does it have to say a second time for? Shane Tamalema doesn't have to say it, because it said it already. El lohitzi as a treifa, comes to tell us that you cannot use an animal that's a treifa for a korban. And baloi dinu, like really it's a svaro, to trust the treifa loy takriv. If so, what do you need a posik for? Min asvara, I should know you cannot bring a treifa for a korban. Because the svara should be like this. Oma balmum, she muteris lehedyit, madach, an animal that's a balmum, for chulin, a regular person will not eat it, still asur, legvoyom, you're not allowed to use it for korban. If so, treifa, an animal that's a treifa, she asur lehedyit, even a regular person is also to eat an animal that's a treifa. Is then, isn't the svara, she asur legvoyom? Isn't there a svara for sure that a treifa should be also for korban? So why do I need a new pasuk min haboka to teach us that a treifa is also for korban? Svara says, no, I'll tell you, chaylev v'dam yechichoy. Shasurum lehejit, even though a regular person is not allowed to eat the chaylev of a behema or the dam of an animal. Still, umatorum legvoya, you're allowed to make a zrika to dam of the mizbeach, and you're allowed to burn the emurim. The emurim is the treifa, is the chaylev. So here you see, legvoya still is muta. So maybe I would have thought to say you could bring a treifa also. That's why I need a posik min haboka treifa is posik. For the Gemara, no. Ma lechelev adam shekein boyim mechlal heter. They're coming from an animal that's heter, even though the dam and the chelev is also, but it's coming from an animal that's kosher. But the yom of a treifa, if no animal is a treifa, shekula asur, no animal's treifa, you have no right to bring it for carbon. If so, I do not need a posik. So Gemara says, no. Veloite muteris legvoya. It's all part of Kasha. That Tiyama betrayfa shekula asura, veloite muteris legvoya, it should not be mut legvoya. So what do I need a posik for? Samura says, no malika techiach. I'll tell you, when you make a malika on a knife, shekula isa, for a hedyit, for a person outside, it's also to make a malika. It's not called a shchita. The asura la hedyit. If the hedyit on his oif outside will make a malika, it's a treifa. It's nothing. Still a muteris legvoya. That when you make it inside the base of Migdish, l'shem korban, the yoif is kosher. To see for the mizbech has different halachas, so maybe treifa would also be kosher. So Mor says, no, ma'alam likra shekein k'tushasoy, oisrosa. meaning to say that when you first makdish to yoif, it was chal, it was a kosher yoif, and therefore, Rashi says it means v'davri shu kodesh v'gvoya tainu malika bone seres legit renechanami. This special avoid of malika, it's an avoid in kodeshim. It's only a matter in kodeshim, not lelahedit. Ma shen kein betreifa shen dushasa asrosa. By a treifa is not the pshat that it's a din in kodeshim. A treifa is possibly can eat a treifa. Since so, it should be possible for korban also. Now the Mara says, if for some reason you could give an answer, I'll tell you, Kishuayim, v'naboka lamato, shein tamalem, v'loitzi yas a treifa. If you could, we'll soon see what it means the answer would be. But if you would have some answer why you would have thought to say a treifa is kosher for a korban, that's why I need a second. V'naboka, teach us now, a treifa is possible. Now the Gemara says, mayim meshafta, what could it be answered? Omarav mishum diklamem, because it's like this, mincha soimu techiach, shasur lehegit, omateras legvoya. The mincha soima. So the ma'aseh b'shas you bring in the mincha soima, it's still nisa chodesh. So it's also prohibited to use it, and still the materas legvoya, you're allowed to bring the mincha soima, you're allowed to burn the kmitzah of it. So Mara says no. Mal the mincha soima shekein materas chodesh. That the mincha itself is being matter something, it's coming to be matter chodesh. Therefore, it itself is muta. So Rashi says shekein ruba mitzvaso the materas chodesh. Mashenk and treif is not matter or anything. So treif you can't bring for korban. So Mara says the question was b'shvius. It means the chodesh of the mincha soim of the year of shvius, there's no new crops then. So there's nothing for it to be matter. So Mara says no, shvius nami, shkein matera svichim. Shkein matera svichim. Svichim means the tfuah that grows by itself. On shmiti you can't grow new things, but things that you can't plant, but things that grow by itself you're allowed to eat. So therefore, the Oymer is even matter the Svich HaShvius. So Mora says, B'Shvius Krebekiva, the Yom HaSvichim Asrum B'Shvius. So according to Krebekiva, the Svichim, the new crops that grow by itself on Shvius, is Takasurim. It's Asrum B'Shvius. So call the year. Alright, turn over. Continue on the other side. Again, so the Gemara asks the question is, a mincha soima that's being brought, even in itself is a loss of tea, pishas you're bringing it, and l'chura is, you want to say it's being marked as something, what do you say on shviyas according to Rabbi Kiva? That Akiva says, svicha ma'asurim b'shviyas, so the mincha soima that's being brought on shmita is not being matter anything, even though it itself is also, so you're allowed to bring it. So maybe I would have thought to say, Hewadin, you could bring a tray for korban. Oh, Malay Ravaka Barab and Ravashi, the Rabbi Kiva Nam, even according to Rabbi Kiva. Lifra Stuka has a question like this, that Mala Mincha Saima, even on Shemitah and Shvius, when they bring the Mincha, still, Shekein Materis Chodesh Pechutz Loretz, that it's Mater Chodesh even the Chutz Loretz. So, Koponim is doing something, the Oymer is being Mater something, that's why you're allowed to bring it. Mashenka, the Treifa is not being Mater anything, you can't bring an animal that's a Treifa. The Mor says that Fridu Laman the Yoma, that Chodesh Bechutz Loretz, Lav the Yeraisa, even if you want to say according to Man the Yoma, that Chodesh and Chutz Loretz is no wisdom in the Yeraisa of Chodesh. So the Chutz not be Matir anything on Shemitah, Shekein Bo Lahatir, Lav Shebetoicho, still is coming to be Matir, the Lav Betoichoi. Meaning on this Mincha Seimer itself, that is a Lav on this Mincha Seimer, it itself is Chodesh. Still, when you bring it, it's matter that you're allowed to eat the shrayim of it. So whoever eats the shrayim of it, he's not over the Yisra of Chodesh. True, he's over the Yisra of Shvius maybe, but our korponim, it's matter the Yisra of Chodesh on this mincha same itself. So since in the mincha it's being matter something, therefore it's a matter, therefore you're allowed to bring it. Mashenka and Treifa does nothing. And this is the machoikis of Chodesh is noig and chutzlos, whether he writes or not. We'll have more about it later on in the Masechta. And that's the Shiloh Bismanazim, if Chodesh is Noig here in America, there are some people that are Machmir, that hold that's Noig even Chutz Loretz. The others hold no, it's not Noig in Chutz Loretz, it's only Midirabonin. On the top to say Chodesh is only Yosef Midirabonin in Chutz Loretz, then there are Matirim to say that Midirabonin is only Yosef the lands right outside Eretz Yisrael, but not so far away like America. In America there would not be any Yisra Chodesh. Samarius, if so, oh, Malay Ravach and Medistal Ravina, Yochi, if so, Treifa, Nami, Takriv, even an animal that's a Treifa, also should be kosher to be brought for korban. V'tarat yalav shebetoichoi. Let's say it's being mounted with some lav. There's a lav of treifa not heated. But if you bring it for korban, maybe it should be mounted with some lav. How do I know to say treifa can't come? Just like a minchas leima could come. And it's mounted with some lav. So maybe if you bring an animal that's a treifa, it'll be mounted with some lav. In other words, that's where I need a pasuk to say you cannot bring a treifa for a korban. Because without the pasuk, I would have thought to say you could bring a treifa for a korban. I eat treifa as a lav, but if you bring it for a korban, maybe you'd be matter its own lav. Just like the minchas oimer is being matter its own lav of chodesh, maybe an animal that's a treifa, if you'd bring it for a korban, also would be matter its own lav. So maybe that's why I need the pasuk to teach me that a treifa is possible for a korban. So Mara says true. El Aparachoch, it is the question. Ma'ala minchisayma, shekei mitzvasa v'kach. I think you came enough from minchisayma. Minchisayma, that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to bring from Chodesh the new crop. You can't do it any other way. You're not going to bring the minchisayma from Yoshin, from the old crop. It has to be from the new crop. And therefore, since it's a Yeshe bin Yenachar, that's why it's muta. Ma'ashenken a treifa, there's no mitzvah without but to bring an animal that's a treifa. Avad, you could bring an animal that's not a treifa. So since there's no mitzvah to bring a treifa, avada, that's his kasha. So I would know without a gzeras akasa that he can't bring a treifa for a net for a korban. So what do I need the pasuk for? So Mara says, Rosh Lakish or Rosh Lakish says, the answer is like this. You know what I need a pasuk to say that a treifa is possible for a korban? Mishum diiklamem, I could say, mi pitamak theras yachiach. Let me learn from pitamak theras that what? Shosa lehegit. It's also for Hedyut to make this type of a k'tiris, this pitama k'tiris, umutu l'gvoya, but you're allowed to do it l'gvoya. So Mora says, l'mafate, poshim is the one that makes up the k'tiris, is sa'atei gavru, it's nis upon the gavru, it has nothing to do with the mizbeach. So Mora says, me to say, pitama k'tiris means the burning of the k'tiris, yuchiyach. Shosel Hedyut, a regular person cannot burn the k'tiris, but umutu l'gvoya, on the gvoya you're allowed to. You see something that's also for Hedyit, it's mutter to do on Gvoya. So Mara says also, is different, I'll tell you. Ma'ala pita makhtaris, shekei mitzvasa bekach. That's good for the mitzvah. The Torah gives you mitzvah to bring this pita makhtaris. So you can't bring any proof that if this is mutter, or khtaris also would be, or treifu would be mutter. Avad lamaisir, this is the mitzvasa bekach. The Rashi says it's mitzvasa bekach with pita makhtaris. Shiev shalahakr of temidim umasofim. Eloboy b'yoyin, you have to bring the pitam akteris that day, you have to burn the insides that day. Abatreif, efshab ikshera, who says you have to bring an animal that's a treifa? Bring an animal that's ikshera. So again, the chur, there's no havamina to say that you would be able to bring a treifa for a korban. So back to the car question, what do I need a minha boko lamata? Let's get a treifa, pshita. Samar says, ma bread ravina mar. Mishum diklameima Shabbos techiach. The mitzvah Shabbos, the what? Shasur lehedyut. A hedyut cannot make a shchit on Shabbos, can't burn meat on Shabbos, or materas legvoya, but still you're allowed to bring kabonis on Shabbos. You see, it's mutter legvoya, something that's also for hedyut. Smur says also no. I tell you, malas Shabbos, shken hutra mekloloi, eats a hedyut bemila. There is a mole, a certain mitzvah that's mutter even for hedyut to do on Shabbos. The mitzvah's mila. The yom hashmini becomes it on Shabbos. You're allowed to be doing a Shabbos with the mila. So therefore, you're allowed to be doing the mitzvah of karbonos also on Shabbos. But you have no proof for a treifa. A treifa is never hutra. So Mora says, "Oto mila tzarech hedyutu is a mila k'sidra tzarech hedyut mila mitzvah. Mila is also a mitzvah. It's only for purpose of gevoya a mila. So if so, I have a proof from Shabbos that Shabbos is not hutra lehedyut." Still for Gevoyet Sutar, so maybe I would think to say a treifa also, even though it's also lehedyet, but maybe it should be mutter legvoya. So Mora says again, no, Elamala Shabbos came at Svastavikach. You can't learn out from the fact that you could bring Karbonis on Shabbos, because you have to bring the Karbon today. You have to bring Temidim and Masafim. The Temidim and Masafim could only be brought on Boy Bayem on Shabbos. And this Rashi said before, Pitim with Eris, is Rashi is talking about now, not before Pitim with Eris. It's also the kach means pitim kach was before. You have to bring the pitim kach every single day. Here Rashi means, but on Shabbos also, sheyesh ma'akrav temidim u'masafim eloboy, you could only bring the tamid on Shabbos, or the masafir Shabbos on Shabbos. It has to be brought on Shabbos. So what is mitzvah of the kach, you cannot learn that a treifa from Shabbos.
So back to the kasha, what do we need a pasuk for that treifer is also? Gemara says, Rav Ada bar Ava Omar mishum diklu neim, because you could say like this, klayim tachiyach. You could say that yisa klayim is the proof. Shasurim lehegit, it's also for hegit, or muta legvaya, but it's muta legvaya. But it's also for a person to wear a beggar shal shatnis. You can't wear a beggar that has klayim on it, but still legvaya smuta, Rashi says, avneit to shal koyim, the avneit, the garatol, the belt that a koyim wore was made out of klayim. Zilachor klayim in Isser is huta legvaya, so maybe treifer is also huta legvaya. Tamar says no, ma'al klayim, klayim is different. Shekain hutra meklol ma'isel hegya betzitzis. That by tzitzis we know that mitzvahs essay of tzitzis is dechaloisa say of klayim. Therefore, since klayim is hutra lehegyit, that's why it's huta legvaya. Ma'ashenkin treifer is never huta lehegyit, maybe it's not huta legvaya. Tamar says otu tzitzis sarach hegyiti mitzvi. Is tzitzis that the klayim is hutra by tzitzis? Is that called the sarach hegyit? No, it's a mitzvi. Since it's a mitzvah, it's never considered the klayim is hutra lehegyit. It's only hutra legvaya. That's the avamina. Just like klayim is mutra legvaya, maybe treifer would also be mutra legvaya. So Mar says, it creates a question like this.